You are listening to All News All Morning on AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Senate Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Dianne Feinstein delivered remarks yesterday morning on the U.S. Capitol steps. Here are the unedited comments.
Good morning. Last week, committee rules were broken to set today's vote. And the Republicans broke the rules again by proceeding today without any Democrats present. All along, Democrats have objected to proceeding on this nomination in the middle of an election. 40 million Americans have already voted, and we're just 12 days from an election. In 2016, the Republicans set a precedent against filing a Supreme Court vacancy in an election year when they blocked President Obama's nominee, Merrick Garland, for 10 months before that election. Then, in 2016, Republicans said it was necessary to hold the nomination until after the election in order to give the American people a voice at the ballot box. Specifically, Majority Leader McConnell said this, and I quote, "The American people should have a voice in the selection of their next Supreme Court justice. Therefore, this vacancy should not be filled until we have a new president," end quote. You know, there's an old adage, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Now, however, Republicans are proceeding regardless. Last week, Democrats participated in the nomination hearings because we wanted to show what was at stake for America if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed. We made our case about risks to affordable care, especially the Affordable Care Act, reproductive freedom, the right to vote, and equality for all. We believe that both the Affordable Care Act and Roe v. Wade could be lost. The Democratic members of the Judiciary Committee did not have the votes to defeat Judge Barrett in committee. At that point, there was no further reason to participate in a committee process that has been used to rush this nominee forward. I will be voting against Judge Barrett on the floor. But between now and then, Democrats on this committee and across our caucus will continue to make the case about what's at stake for the American people if Judge Barrett is confirmed.